But we do want to do it to him. I'm just waiting for the right offer.
Why is the other comment okay there, but
you gotta use it up. You don't forget how to use it in the
Hey, babe, I got you, man. I make hits, babe. You know what I'm saying?
All right. If y'all didn't hear that song, y'all need to go Spotify or all major platforms.
Please stream that.
Go tune into that.
Stream that.
Barbara Barry Epic. I'm sharing every video. Yes, sir. Right there. You get the. You're on the page.
Thank you.
You're on the front page. We appreciate that. You know. I gotta, if y'all haven't heard, was y'all on caffeine last night? Who was on caffeine last night?
Who was on caffeine?
Who was on caffeine last night? We were going, that's what we wanted to talk about. Right here. Right here, this is what we wanted to talk about. Right here.
Bro, are you going to smoke Cortez? Are you going to smoke Cortez?
No. Cortez will smoke me. All right.
Y'all know what type of household this is. There will be no smokage of the residents. We do the smoking.
He's gonna smoke me. It's okay though.
Mm. Hey, shut up.
All right. Here we go, man. Let's call
him. No, when you run that banner, he ran that banner like, okay, now we're talking. You ran that banner like, that's the thing.
That's the one.
The machine's on.
Listen, Easy vs. Cortez is going to happen. It's going down. It's going down. Is y'all ready for that?
It's going down.
Is y'all ready for that? Y'all get the exclusive. I'll probably do
it. We ready. Because he's battling both of us. So we ready.
Right. You mean, no, babe.
Who we got next, babe? Who we got next?
I don't know. That's why you always being a tech.
No. Because I say little comments like that. Fuck out of here.
Is that right, though? He said no server battle after that. Right. Because I'm about to smoke his fucking boots.
People been talking about you versus serves.
No, he said no surf battle after that.
With Cortez. Yeah. Oh.
So Easy versus Cortez. Who y'all got? Easy versus Cortez is happening. Listen, one thing I do want to say, though, salute to Cortez because he is one of the few niggas who been there that, you know, recognizes the hungry niggas that's coming up. Him, T-Rock.
Cortez was willing.
Yeah, he battled you last year.
He was willing to battle.
The first PG, Joan, you know, she was on it. She was like, yo, when they do rookie versus vets, it should be you. She called it.
I did.
She did call
it. Oh, my God.
She said it should be you versus Cortez. And he was like, thumb up. He said he with it. He was with it from the beginning.
That was last year.
6 months ago.
Was it? Was it 19?
It was this year.
Okay.
It was this year. But it was still way before the tournament, way before I got the call for the tournament. I think the Swag Tanner battle dropped.
Swag
or the Stumble. I don't know. It could have been the Swag Tanner.
What is this, babe? Well, I feel like I can't see
it. Showing love for the Trappers. Yo, what's up with you?
What's up,
Spiff. Oh, the his
the camera eye.
No. It's Battle Rap Trap. Do you watch the Battle Rap Trap? Like, all his shit? Like, all of it? Sometimes.
No, I don't watch all of it.
I mean, he be on that.
Oh, all right. Hi, how you doing? I work. Yeah, I know that. I'm tired. I work like a real job. I be tired. I be in the corner of my job somewhere crying. I work.
It's a real job.
It what?
Nothing.
It's a real job.
I got Cortez 2-1. You winning on Open Up Eyes. Keep that underdog mentality.
Let me not say it because they said this is why they be attacking me. Now I got shut
to watch your battles last week, and I just like your style. I rarely go against Core. Okay. Listen.
Thank you.
Core, he's been around forever. Is Cortez nice? I think he's nice. I just don't think he can fuck with me, though. You know what I'm saying? But he just didn't do as well as he wanted to do versus Rum Nitty, right?
That's right, babe.
Right, he know he could have did better.
So wait,
he know he could have did
let's
better.
Let's discuss that for one second.
Well,
hold on,
let me finish. My
I
thought.
Have a question. Yeah.
You mean he know he could have did better, and then now he got everybody like trolling him. He got Surf trolling him. He got niggas laughing at him and all that shit. So, me personally, I said I wanted to tweet Surf today, like, yo, give like slack off that nigga a little bit. I gotta battle him next. You know what I'm saying? Like. Chill, yeah, because all he gonna do is get bad and show me. Cause of smoke off camera, we ain't gonna get.
Oh yeah, I forgot. But this we like 15-20 minutes.
We're not gonna get no bread for this now. Go ahead, you already on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a wrap now. It's all right though.
Cause you're fucking like Instagram.
She don't deserve me though.
Please don't. Y'all can spin that narrative if y'all want. I'll get on this motherfucking YouTube and just spaz out every fucking day. And niggas will really be. You can say that because I'm smoking bud on the channel. 10K, we celebrate. Babe, don't play with me. He don't deserve me.
Lord Jesus.
Mary, Jesus, and Joseph.
Yeah, you ain't gonna create it with that one.
Yeah,
you
no, I'm dead serious with that one.
No.
Yes.
I don't think I am. You couldn't have been.
I am.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, then you got the game fucked up.
No, I don't. The game has me fucked up.
Well, I wasn't talking about the game. I was talking about Easy.
I'm talking about you, too.
Oh, well, then you got the game fucked up, then, son.
Whatever, Stace.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the whole opposite.
Babe, shut up.
Around, I'm just saying. But all right. Let's talk battle rap.
Please.
What happened this week?
A whole bunch of bullshit.
No, actually some good things happened this
like
week.
What?
Lux and Surf dropped. Right.
Now,
or was
that's
that
good.
Last or was that no, that was this week. Was that Monday? Or was it Tuesday?
Why you keep trying to push that she don't deserve the agenda so maybe we can have much more into it? Right? And then you wanna be mad.
Yo. Oh, Lord. I know. I got to apologize, man, because she on some other shit. This number just to call in. Listen, I got some questions about the culture. Yo, yeah, this is the phone number, the 914-205. I haven't even been checking it, but ain't nobody calling anyway. It's 914-205-5667. Yeah, man, that's the number. Man, I come in here and I, you know, I be me on this joint though. You hear me? Yo, he said, "Do you guys watch Dot Interview?" Yes, Dot is my fucking guy, man. Damn, all my comments coming through. I just seen that one. I don't know if you see any other one. That's y'all shining day. Shining day. What? Shining what? I just called family. Oh, all right, you on here? I'll put you in. We need somebody else. You gotta stay on though. You gotta call in and stay on, and then I'm gonna put you on. And that's because listen, I got like the two screens going, so but I probably do need to get the two. I should like hook up on like the other computer, right? And then see y'all. All right, I see you now. All right, you on now? Yo, boy.
Yeah.
You versus Jack Boy? I would smoke Jack Boy. Yo, bro.
Yo.
Yeah. You probably got to turn your whatever you got in the background, though, like turn it off because you
got
to like.
I got you,
man.
My girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that shit on my other phone. Now, first
okay.
of all, bro, salute to you and your lady, man. Y'all good. You know, y'all good people. I appreciate y'all, you know, supporting the culture in the right way. That's some real shit. Anyways, though, my guy, I just saw the post. That URL posted on YouTube showing for Ultimate Madness 2, niggas for first place getting paid $2,500 and the second place getting paid the band and the third place getting paid whatever. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me assuming, I was just curious what y'all think the reason for that is and is that a direct result of what we saw the last time on that last year?
No, that wasn't the The tournament. That's the if you fill out your tournament bracket, it's for the fans.
Oh, okay.
It's three spots. Yes, but if you fill out the tournament bracket and you get it right, you get $2,500. The person who came with the second best bracket, you get a stack. And the third best bracket, you get like, you know what I mean? I forget exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Like 500, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, actually, I
no, when I saw that shit, I just jumped out the window, bro, because I'm like, damn, them niggas was
right.
Up there fucking up last time. Low key, I wouldn't have been mad if they did them like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was kind of, it wasn't what we expected. You know what I'm saying? They really kind of played us, I feel like.
But listen, I still wouldn't have been like third place either, because they done got me out of there. Yeah,
I want the. Hey, and low key, you were supposed to advance, my guy. You were supposed to be in the final. For real. It's fucked up.
How you feel about Lux and Surf?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been a long time supporter of the culture, bro. I really fucking battle rap. You feel me? And that shit was so garbage, cuz. That shit really disappointed me, bro. Like, as a real fan, like, I felt like they owed us. Oh, I can't even say owed, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're the consumer. But I feel like we did deserve a better production than that, especially with all the money behind that shit, bro, and behind and all the support behind them niggas, you know what I'm saying? As far as what they mean to us as fans and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be ready to really rock for their guys, you feel me? For them to go up there and put them a performance like that, I felt like that shit was whack. And I feel like everybody that's in the culture that's acting like that shit wasn't is dead wrong. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that shit's wrong, bro.
Right. I mean, I think Lux did well, because I did the, you know, I did the thing. I did the little, you know, regular.
Yeah, I watch it.
I think Lux did well. I actually like this Surf second round a lot. I think if he would have came three rounds of that, it would have been like super fire. I don't know. I see where Surf was trying to go, but I don't know what got to him. You dig what I'm saying? Or I don't know, was he just prepared? But see, we all assuming that, yo, this nigga knew that he had Lux and all that, such and such, and he wasn't ready. I think we got to stop assuming that, because I think the whole fact that you know you have Lux, I think he was ready. I think the pressure just got to, it can get to it. You got to understand, these niggas is human, bro. It don't matter if his name is Surf. It don't matter if a nigga named Lux. You got to remember, Lux choked against Kyle. You think he didn't know his shit? Like, Lux knew his shit versus Tyler Cole. It was just a pressure. Sometimes the pressure break niggas. It just do.
Yeah, but at the same time, bro, I feel like, you know, like, all right, put it like this, right? Niggas work their whole career to build their name. Facts or not?
Right.
That's a fact.
I agree.
So at the end of the day, a certain type of energy supposed to come with a nigga like Lux and a nigga like Sir. That's just a fact. Especially you carry yourself like that. If you carry yourself like a king, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get up here and act like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. You feel what I'm coming from?
No. I think we might, as fans, you know, put a little bit, you know, too much pressure on them, bro, because you know, even, all right, I'm just going to speak as, you know, better. You got to think about it too. Like that was, well, I don't know. I can't give him that excuse. I'm going to give you the excuse.
Yeah,
that
bro.
He'll deserve it.
Like, at the end of the day, you playing with your name, you playing with smack names, you playing with the whole battle rap culture, you know what I'm saying? You really just put, you know what I'm saying, battle rap really just got in a blessed position. Now it can really change niggas' lives. I mean, a lot of niggas' lives for time. The surf you got up there is potentially fucking up the money for all the niggas to come in the future. You know what I'm saying? That's why
I appreciate you, bro.
Like, that 5,500 shit. I was like, damn, that shit crazy. But kind of like, based on what we just saw, like, I was
There's absolutely
Ashley said there's no excuse. I mean, you got to think about it. All right.
How much did he get paid?
I think he got
Let's start from there.
I think he got paid like 50, though.
Get the fuck. I got to go to work.
Yo,
my
boy,
even if
50,
even if
I would have locked in.
Huh?
Pay me $50,000.
Hey, yo, bro. He said Queen of the Ring card coming, just announced. Where at, baby? Looking for
it. I seen something. I don't got my phone. I think it's dead. It's upstairs. I seen something.
Hey, yo, bro. I don't know if you in and out, bro. I cannot hear you. You like a little low, though.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, my fault. I don't speak it. But no, bro, I'm just saying, bro, like, I don't know. I just feel like when you're in a certain position, you got to understand that that's a privileged position, bro. And you got to look out for a nigga that's going to come after you. You feel me? Like, especially for a nigga like Lux and a nigga like Surf, like, I feel like they got a responsibility to the culture and to the niggas that's going to come after them to make sure they leave a good impression on the powers that be, you know what I'm saying? So that we can keep pushing this shit forward, especially for the niggas who really love this shit, and that's all they got. You know what I'm saying? Surf getting paid regardless.
Right.
He's getting a bag, bro. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't touch that substantial bag like Surf. So for him to fuck that shit up for the other niggas and then turn around and say he don't care about this shit, I feel like that shit hella selfish, bro. I feel like he don't deserve no bottle rap cheese for a long time, bro. He really don't. That's just how I feel.
Right. I mean, I guess I'm not mad at you, how you feel, bro, because that makes sense, though. You dig what I'm saying? I guess I got to come from a different angle, though, because I am the battle rapper, even though I never did with that. Even,
right.
But see, I guess since his history shows that he fucks up in every battle, I guess he goes from it that he don't really care.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what make it worse, bro, because it's like, for you to say that shit, like, all of your past actions really solidify the fact that you don't give a fuck, bro. And for you to keep coming back here and getting this cheese, bro, he said he got 75.
Because they said, because he's also said they offered them 4 battles for 100K.
Right.
So that's a
which
25. That's 25.
Well, this was Gnome, so I guess this was like a singular.
But
event.
You think Lux is worth an extra 45K?
Say what I think it is worth.
I mean, I'm gonna put
that's,
it like this, bro. Lux,
if I'm giving you 25K, bro, if you're
like Lux the pinnacle, though, bro. You know what I'm saying? So like he
right,
I feel,
right,
and
now,
he always
like,
show up. He deserves
not,
his roses,
not,
bro.
Not that much more.
Well,
money
then
pinnacle,
you know
though.
What I
that's
will
crazy.
Say? I will say that his brand is being cheapened when you put him up against somebody who isn't prepared.
So then, if Surf
that's
got
a fact,
70,
and that's why I'm so pissed off, bro. That's exactly my point. She hit it on the head.
But if Surf got 70, how much Lux get then? 100?
Yeah, you ain't lying, bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy
to even think about that shit.
They didn't pay 100. Smack would have did like 5 blogs, bro, if they paid 170.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. They probably did give Lux like 100, though, bro. I mean,
he
the big brother.
Lux said he got 40, so y'all think Surf got... Y'all think Surf is more than Lux? Y'all think Surf got more than Lux?
Damn.
I don't know. Surf might have.
Lux said he got more.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
Commercially,
no,
I feel like
dog.
Surf is.
He didn't. It's just,
how does Cassine
because
do it,
Lux is like Lux. Is, if we was playing Street Fighter,
yeah,
Lux
is the
boss.
Lux is the boss.
So
I
you're
agree.
Not gonna see the nigga who's fighting his way to get to the boss more than the fucking boss. That's in no business ever. Says no business ever, bro. Says no business ever. Drug business, white collar business, restaurant business. You're not gonna pay the server more than the fucking manager. It just don't happen, bro. It just don't happen ever. So maybe he just had
So Bucks did say he got 40 though?
I don't know. Somebody just commented and said that he had to get more because I heard Luck said Surf said he got 50. Now I can see that because he said
you didn't hear Surf say on the live he said like 75 or some shit like that?
No, I ain't hear that.
Yeah, bro, he was on live.
Then,
he said that was God.
Stacks P said, my expert opinion, Luck said he got 40.
Oh, I'm so glad they brought that shit up, bro. Oh, shit.
I don't know what's
going
on.
Yo,
what
the fuck under that knowledge to God,
the only thing I could explain it is that
who
commercial
is guy,
Surf is worth more
who?
Than Luck.
Knowledge, bro. What's up with that fucking guy, bro? Why they keep putting him on main series and shit to even have a platform to talk about anything, bro.
Yeah, and all the points. Like, we got let's drag everybody. Like,
yo,
we getting in on everything.
Surprise.
Hey, that's a crazy nigga, bro. That's a crazy nigga, my guy. I don't know what the fuck they... I don't know, bro. That's crazy.
He either
but
crazy...
somebody could be clearly that biased, bro.
That
could be...
And that's
I don't know, but that ain't how a grown man supposed to move, bro. That's all I know, bro. Like you been
like
on the fucking app, and these niggas just stood in front of each other and battled. And for you to clear the other nigga, bro, I feel like that shit automatically warned you to never come back.
Right. Well, you know, he made a couple. He made a couple fucked up. Oh, somebody said he got 40 for when he battled Calico. So you know how
Luck
much he was.
Paid.
Yeah,
so you know,
that boy
stocked
so hard, bro.
The only fucked up thing is, and I don't know what had Surf choking, so I'm not gonna judge. But it's just fucked
Luck.
Up. It's
somebody
yeah,
stand in front of that man like
brand.
That, bro.
It's just like
what knowledge do.
Knowledge ain't do shit, y'all. He's
just
king.
No,
he's
knowledge
just
is the worst fucking nigga in the culture, bro.
No,
he was,
not
like, not around.
Right?
Somebody said Luck said he got 40 for Hollow on my expert opinion.
Okay.
But even if he said Calico or Hollow, you know he wasn't going to stay the same, especially if it was Caffeine. He was going to act. So maybe.
Bro, you know he got 100 piece, bro. They broke him off.
I don't think he got 100.
I don't think he got 100.
I just remember some other shit I want to add.
I ain't hear the 70 part, but when Surf said he had 50, Surf had in his live, is he arguing with some fan, bro? He arguing like with a fan.
Nah, it wasn't even no fan. It wasn't like that, bro. It was like a, you know how niggas try to flex on a comb. That's what he was on, bro. He was trying to flex for his guys, bro. It wasn't even, I don't even think it was in response to a fan. I think he just kind of said that shit.
No, well, what I'm saying is I seen this, John. Surf was on Instagram. Yeah, Surf was on Instagram live. He brought a fan on.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah, and Ball was coming at him. He was like, yo, them niggas paid you all that money for this bullshit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a fact.
Yeah, that he said, usually they pay me $20,000 a battle. He said, but I just got offered 4 battles for $100,000, which means that's $25,000 a battle.
Yeah, that's $25,000 a piece.
Then he said, they paid me $50,000. For Lux, he said, because that's Lux. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
so that's
why he said that 70 shit, then?
Yeah, that's what I heard from Surf. Surf said 50. So I can see that. But that means, you know, Lux, that means what? Lux got, I'm going to say 65.
He probably got that 70. That's probably where that number came from. He was so
who,
he
who,
did that shit.
Who got
the Lux?
Somebody said at least 65, 70.
Nah,
I'm saying 60.
Really,
oh, that's
bro.
Motivation, bro.
Hey, listen. Is the culture still ours, bro? Do it still belong to us or do it belong to the white man?
No, the culture always gonna be ours, bro. It's always
bro,
ours.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. Where that,
I mean,
what the fuck was that 113
about,
for,
and
bro?
Listen, order for niggas to pay niggas $130,000 for a battle. niggas gotta make connections, bro. You dig what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Niggas a wasn't
fact.
Getting that.
But,
you dig, nigga? And listen, we gotta eat, bro. We not doing this. We doing this for the love and the passion. But once niggas found out it could be a business and we could get some bread, like niggas got kids and households too, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Like
right.
So, like niggas want to make it a business. So if a nigga can see an opportunity to make $100,000 off doing something that he loves, we don't care. I mean, we care if it's going to be sold or not. We don't want that shit to be commercial, of course. Now,
no, bro. I mean, I think the last event, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, and not only that, but the fact that they own the rights to the battles and shit like that, caffeine, I'm talking about. That shit's crazy, bro.
I think it's like a live streaming, though, but that's their. I think that's what the job of caffeine was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? You do live streaming, so I think they own the right. Or if they do, because I don't know. I mean, I read the same article or I heard the same joint as y'all, but I mean, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
It was the live stream,
they own the live stream, which would make sense because they are a live streaming streaming company, so it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't make sense that they don't get a little piece of it, and that's what you hired us for. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so I wouldn't be, you know what I mean? Like, some business has to be done, bro. Business has to be done.
Where I feel like they designed as a business where you can catch this broadcast here live. You can't rewind it. You can't do that. They can, after battle rap, once they prove their point, they can live stream a fucking concert. They already have Drake as the fucking a partner. They have other rappers there like Migos, Doja Cat. They have like 7 major people. So they have more on their mind. They just want to see if the shit works. And battle rap is proving that it works because they have, what, 200,000 lives?
No, they was like they average.
Right, but not to go back to what we were talking about before, but I mean, that kind of was my point in the fact that, like, surfing them niggas can't be doing that, especially you in the position that you is, you know what I'm saying, as far as how we perceive you to be. And they don't really too much know battle rap like that. And maybe they do. I can't say they don't, but I'm talking about the shareholders on the caffeine side, they only know what the culture telling them is relevant. You feel me? So if we revere Surf as Sue Surf, you know what I'm saying? And then he get on there and then he do that shit and then he say he don't care about battle rap. That just kind of makes it look fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Especially for somebody who's not invested personally in what the culture really mean to them. You feel me? If it was me and my mother was involved, I'd be like, nah, fuck you niggas, bro. I'm not going to keep giving y'all, you know what I'm saying, for you to fuck me over. That's a ruling business.
Well, I mean, I think that's just Surf. Because that nigga cocky.
That's just Surf. Come on,
Yeezy. Yo, cocky, yo. Like, because you know what? I'm kind of be on his type time, bro. I just don't. I don't have the same mind frame.
Like the homie, a boss for sure. Like he solidified,
right.
I think. But at the same time, it's like, bro, you got to be a good example, my nigga. Like if you gonna represent, then represent that shit right. I feel like everything I do that shit with pride. I take pride in anything I put my time toward. You feel me? So especially when it comes to getting that bread, bro, you got to be on top of your shit. And I just feel like he deserves all the hate he's getting right now, bro. And I really like Surf, but I feel like he deserved that shit because I don't know. I just can't get that shit out of my head, bro. For you to say you don't care, that shit fucked up. I feel like to a nigga like you, you should feel like that shit's fucked up, bro. Because you trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you're trying to be on that type of time.
Right.
So
but
in order
guess
for you to get there,
though,
the culture still got to be intact.
But guess what? A nigga like me want a nigga like him to be fucking up, bro. That's just you.
That's
get
a
what
fact.
I'm
That's
right.
a fact.
So,
but,
you know, when he say that shit to, I know y'all mad, but I'm not mad because I'm like cool. Because I need a little more easier, you know what I mean, way in, because I'm not coming to play. You know what I mean? I'm not coming to play, bro. So I feel all cool niggas. Bro, when niggas come in there choking and all of that shit, bro, I be like, damn, but I be smiling inside, though. Because I be like, okay, these niggas.
What the
hell? Right. I'm like, they taking it for granted. Cool. Now I'm about to go in there and smoke these dickheads. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you mean? Because they going to kill me. That's why when Cortez, and I hope he hated it, that's why when Cortez said that he was already done all three of his rounds, I was like, ha-ha, dickhead, I'm about to smoke you. Because you wrote them joints too fast.
I ain't going to lie, bro. Cortez, a corny Spanish nigga, bro. You need to get the fuck out of here. Even though I fuck with the homie, he washed, bro. It's time. I hope you get him the fuck out of here.
This is why they think we biased.
I know,
that's that narrative they be running like.
Nah. Nothing like that. My opinion is my opinion. But definitely smoke that boy. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm going smoking though. I'm gonna smoke him. It's in the cards. And all that. But yeah, man,
I fuck with y'all, man. We about to
pass somebody else on. But you already know, keep tuning in, bro, and we appreciate the calling. You hear me?
You know it, man. Like I said, I respect you and your ladies, bro. Y'all are not biased. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are good examples of what the media supposed to look like. And even though you do this shit, like I said, I appreciate that unbiased opinion, bro. So y'all just keep rocking out. For real.
I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, love, bro.
Yo, somebody called in, but I was getting him off the phone. God damn, y'all just hung up and shit. I was getting him off the jack, dog. Call back in, dog. Shit. We want to hear what y'all got. He said, would you battle a female? I did. Easy to block Captain versus Shice Raw. That was like my third battle came home, I think. And all of that. But would I battle somebody in the game? I want to fuck one of these little hookers up real quick.
Oh, my God.
That's a fact, man. You dig me? I need to talk to them. You have no choice but to smoke Cortez. You're easy. Who do you want after Cortez? I don't know. Let me get past, because you know Cortez smoked me. I got to go back to like...
Hey, shut up.
A fucking Survivor Series or a band or something. You know, right now, Caffeine, they love me. So I can't, you know... They gonna have to... I can't hear Cortez smoke me, dog. That'd be some crazy shit, bro. I would really be upset at myself. Yo, y'all don't even understand. I really think I'm the best motherfucker, bro. Like, ever. Like, ever, bro. I just think I'm better than everybody. So, I really be like, no, bro, you wasn't, bro. You can always just call up and talk, bro. And we going to talk, man. But if somebody do call, though, you know what I'm saying, and you still want to talk, I can just put you on hold, talk to
or
the other people.
Or conference in if they don't care.
Yeah, and then I can add the other people in, and you can, you know, just chill and then, like, you know, answer their questions, too, bro, if you want to keep calling them. I'm cool. I'm, you know, man, I'm cool with that, man. All right, hold on. My fault. I got people on. All right, we going with 3416. We gonna get we got a couple people on, so stay on. We're gonna get niggas like a couple minutes and then we're gonna tune in, you hear me? All right, so it's 3416. 3416. Who this?
Easy from Philly, what's up?
Yo, what's up, boy?
I just want to say, dog, you putting on a mat for Philly, though. I ain't going to hold you. We're in a dark spot in battle rap for a while. I ain't going to hold you. Nah, though, because, like, you know, Reed started doing okay, but you really came back to show, like yo, we them spitters, like, you mean, we got that pain, right.
Thanks.
No, I got to ask you, though, what was that bar you said in the five letter with the razor jaw?
I said I read up the same time the Motorolas came out. I came back to the crib with two razors.
bro. I'm telling you, I was watching it in my mail. You said that, bro. We didn't like you. What? And then the third round, what you say? My mom, since 19 or something, had both her sons. Man, that pain shit is different, bro.
Bro, I be trying to, you know what I'm trying to, listen, because I've been tuning in, right? And ever since I was tuning in, I'm like, yo, these niggas, they done, like, tried to structure their situation to everybody else now. And we kind of got away from that. We like the original niggas in battle rap, bro. I think that, like, Philly artists kind of got away from, like, try to cater to, like, NY or like that. Right, or the DMV. I think a lot of them niggas tried to cater to what was hot then. And niggas forgot that, like, we the original niggas that, like started this battle rap shit, bro. Like, for real. Our style, bro. Like, our style. Like, the way, like, the old Reed and the old, you know what I'm saying? Like, that style, they love that shit, bro. It's different.
Yeah.
You did what I'm saying?
Was it tuned to in them days?
Right. You know what I mean? Like, anybody who watch battle rap, for somehow they always have to go back until the Reed Dollars, the E-Nesses, the Hollow Mans. So somebody from Philly is going to pop up, and you're going to Tech Nines, and you're going to love the flow, because that's one thing that Philly got, bro. We got the flow, bro. Nobody can fuck with our flow. No area of the world, bro. Seriously.
Listen.
No area, bro. No area.
Oh, that's a fact, bro. The home of the spitters, dog.
Right. When it comes to flow, we have that, bro. When it comes to flow, why you think that they like the Meek Mills, the Beanie Siegels? You dig what I'm saying? Like, we be rapping. But so that's why I came. I don't change shit, bro. I don't change shit. And I just talk that real street shit.
I think it was you was necessary.
You know what I'm saying? People know. It don't have to be like punch. It don't have to be set up, punchline. Set up, punchline.
I agree with
it
that.
It don't have
I'm
to be that all the
time,
bro.
All the time.
It's just sometimes I just be want to be like,
that tournament style. With that tournament style, they try to lean towards Fine because he was more of the punch heavy and all that.
Right.
But like, if you really break down the layers, though, like, you might not be every bar, but when you swing, though, it's like, like jazz, but you
right
going to haymake like the Tyson blows, like,
yeah. Hold on, we gonna put on 9595. You on?
Oh shit, what's good, Izzy?
Yo, boy.
Yo, how you doing? Watching the show, tuned down.
Okay. You know. Same shit, man. We just chilling. We chilling with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
We ain't doing nothing.
Nah, I love the show.
I appreciate
it. I love the show. First I wanted to touch on a couple joints, man. Because you know how niggas be in the comments typing and shit. That should be like crazy. But I was on the same live you was talking about earlier, right? With Surf
right.
arguing with the niggas. The niggas said, "Yo, I get 20,000 a battle, right?" He said.
Right.
Now add that up. He's in my net. He said he passes the world of 30,000. You know what I'm saying? So dude, because
right.
the nigga is talking about his last four battles. So he was like, my last four battles total was 130,000. You know what I'm saying? So subtract 130,000, take away 60,000. What you get? The nigga saying he gets 1,000 for the best. You know what I'm saying?
Your phone is
he's
like going in and out, bro. I was hearing you. I said your phone is going like in and out, so I was catching like some of it, but I wasn't catching all of it.
Nah, just to sum it up, the nigga saying he got 70,000 for the
hold on. You gotta explain it to me again because I didn't hear you, bro. You can't just say this.
I ain't
hearing a backdrop. Nigga tried to get me for no.
Nah. The same live you was talking about where he was arguing with the fan. The fan said
right.
something about his last four battles. So So he like, yo, my last four battles, I got a total 130,000. So I did the math real quick, 130,000 subtract 20, because he said he get 20 a battle. And he's saying he got 70,000 battle for the Lux battle. You feel me?
No.
You gotta
no,
watch the live again, bro.
He did not. Hey, sir.
Yo,
sir. Like,
watch the live. Hey, Eve, we both smoking
sir.
And all that.
Hold on, sir. Hey, sir. Yo, sir.
Yo,
sir.
watch the live again, bro. I promise you, son.
I'm
watch the live again, son.
He said, I usually get 20 the battle. Hold on. Matter of fact, we on
right.
live. We don't have to. Hold on. I'm about to pull it up. But he said, I usually get 20 a battle. He said, they just offered me 100,000 for four battles.
He said the 130,000 before that. You can't talk back.
He never said that.
Yeah, he said, I promise
I'm
you.
Not,
watch the
I'm
live,
not,
bro.
I'm not 100% sure on that one, though. The other ones I am, but
yo,
on that one, I don't know.
You got to watch the live. I'm telling you, bro. What is there you wrong, bro?
You
my man. I fuck with you.
But hold on. How come you added it all up, though? Hold on. I got it here. But this shit.
Because the nigga said. Let me tell you why I added it up. The nigga said his last four battles. That's what the fan said. So Sir said, oh, my last four battles, I got 130,000. So I said, let me do the math real quick. You know what I'm saying? 130,000 subtract to 20 because he's saying he got more for Lux. So let me subtract 60,000. I leave 70,000, my nigga.
Yo, I need a timestamp, man.
Yeah, I know. I think it's the like the end of something.
Yo, this nigga was. Hey, yo, Surf was acting crazy on this show, dog.
Yeah, he was violent, son. I'm just trying to talk to the nigga for that long.
I got 9-8 and 9-3. I'm putting all y'all on, man. It's a party in this show. Hey, yo, hold on. Let me put this on pause. Hey, 9-8 and 9-3. You won.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Yo, boy.
What's going on, man? Yeah, I'm from Camden, New Jersey, man. I was just listening to y'all, man. Yo, you keep doing what you're doing out there. You feel me?
I appreciate you. I got you.
Let me ask you something though. Like, if you had to take five battle rappers, like a battle rap SWAT team, to any city, I mean anywhere, five different styles, who you bringing?
From what, like all around, or is it
all
going
around.
To
in anybody right now? You had to choose five different niggas. You know what I mean, you could go anywhere and battle, and they got battle. All right,
like,
I'm
gonna pick me, of course. So I'm one. Bottom line, you hear me? The captain is in that joint. I don't care who else I pick. I'm me because I smoke shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right. See, if you give me like an era, like the new all around, that's crazy, dog. That's all. It's like I could pick any fucking body. I could have you like four or five whole different set of team. Hey, yo, five people, y'all comment. Come on, let's go. All right, but I'm taking me. I'm taking Lux. That's two. I'm taking Hollow. I'm taking Tay Rock. And I'm taking Iron Solomon. That's five.
Yeah.
You lost me with the last one. You lost me with that one.
Yeah. Iron Solomon.
Taking Iron Solomon, dog.
Okay.
That's fire, because a lot of niggas can't beat him anyway.
I mean, I feel
I'm prime T-Rex.
I feel the same way about Pat Stay.
I was just about to say that. If y'all don't like the Iron Solomon pick, I would trade him for Pat Stay.
Pat Stay is a fire pick, though.
True. I feel like you should know that. Now look, I'm gonna give you my five. You tell me what you think. I got Goods, Surf, Hitman.
Oh, I forgot about Hitman. See, this was hard to
do. And I'm gonna go with Rum for now, because Rum punching everybody's head off. I'm gonna go with Rum right now. I think that squad take anybody, bro.
Hold on. Who your five?
I said Goods, Calico, Hitman, Surf, and Rum.
Oh, Rum. See, that's what I'm saying. You really can't ask me five, though. There's so many fire niggas, dog. Like, because Rum...
That's the same as me asking, like, all right, any error, basketball, give me your starting lineup. Boom.
That's too hard, though, because there's so many errors. You can pick five right now that can compete with five in the old days. Of course you're going to add Mike. Who's not going to add Mike? Who's not going to add Mike, bro?
That's a fact. So that goes into what you said, though. That's why, off the top, the first person you said other than yourself is Love. It's like Mike. Now you gotta. Now everything else is damn near subjective or preference. Now it's no. Let me go with
no, because actually Hollow was my favorite. Actually,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like when Hollow go into, like the guy, the aggressive street guy. Like he don't really match well to me, bro. He don't match well to me. Like I think Hollow catered to a certain crowd, but I think Hollow was great at one thing, like he had A+ as far as like his aura and his presence. But I think everything else is like B+. I don't think he's great at multiple things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas though, like with Lux is you know what you're getting with Lux. He come with presence, he come with lyricism, and he come with like subpar performance. I think Surf and Hitman is the most explosive battle rappers that we had as far as shaking the building goes. You said what?
Nothing's been the same lately.
He hasn't.
You said Surf hasn't been the same?
Right. No, Lux. If you look at that Verb and Surf battle, like, that wasn't the Lux we know, man. Like, Surf, but, like, if you ask me, like, three bars that Lux said that battle, I'm like, like, and then, and that Verb battle, I get tired watching that, John. I ain't even gonna hold
it. That's a fact, though. But one thing you can't take away from certain people like Lux or Daylight or even like a Verb, or Goods, Calico fits in this lane as well. If you watching their battles, you could go back 10 years and watch a battle and still catch something. You can't do that with everybody, That within itself is a gift, bro. You can't teach that.
Well, you can't teach that.
Whereas though, if you're watching the Tay Rock, you catching everything first watch. You're like, oh, that was fly. Oh. If you watching Lux, you could watch Lux 3 days in a row and catch something each day.
Listen, his freestyle on Flex is number one to me out of all the freestyles.
Fine. 8 minutes straight.
That's a battle rapper, bro, that went up there and actually beat every other rapper, industry, and everything out, bro. His shit that fire, bro. It's that fire.
So you get what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Like, you just can't hear rapper's rapper.
Right.
You can't watch Luck. Like, he acquired taste, bro. You can't watch Luck and not appreciate what he's saying, regardless of how you feel about him.
Hollow battle. You know what I mean? Humming Hollow that battle. That's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
I like that battle.
Yeah, that's a star class.
All right, so I'm going to ask y'all questions. You got two on the line, dude. Top five from Ultimate Madness 1. Go.
Real Sick.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Jaden Nightwing. What's her name? Kid K.I. And then from there, get a little blurry. Like, I ain't really care for Fonz like that, man. I think that like he punched every bar, but I think one was a haymaker out of every round. Keep it tall. I mean, keep it real with you.
Okay.
I got four for you. That's all I got. I can't give nobody else.
You gotta pick the fifth one, though.
I'm letting you finish.
Let's see. I'm trying to go through the round. I'm trying to go through the people. I'm like in my head and all that. I say, what's his name? Boy that was on the Goonies.
Lou Castro.
Lou Castro. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, boy. You on you?
I'm going to say, all right, we're going to start easy. Jay, Real Sick. And it's between Fonz and Castro for me. See, Fonz had two chick beats for me. That's the thing, though. Like,
right.
That finals matchup, that A$AP Main matchup. Because you keep it tall. Like, he really lost to A$AP Main. Like, only
everybody,
reason they gave it to him because of A$AP.
Yo, they like, yo, everybody in my inbox, they like, yo, Fonz lost to A$AP, though. I'm like,
yo.
Judge round by round, he lost. Like, the first round, he lost. And the third round, he choked. But, like, A$AP
right.
Main was doing the extra stuff, so they penalized me, you know what I'm saying?
But even with the, like, I think that goes into it. Like, when he was doing the extra stuff, it still was
right.
Certain amount. Now when he bumped you twice and he pushed you the other round, yo, I really don't believe, like, your words don't hit the same the next round. You know
right.
What I'm saying? So I think that kind of went into it. It was the same thing with Calico and Tay-Rock. After Calico was pushing Tay-Rock all around the stage, I'm not trying to hear what. From then, the only reason why you winning is you getting sympathy points after that. I'm not trying to hear
right.
What you talking about.
I came back the next round, though. Started bumping it, remember?
Bro, that was, he had to. There's a difference between if
yeah,
you want
but
to and
it's
you had
a response,
to.
Though. No, but remember Fonz bumped Easy, though. Easy came right back all over his face like,
yo,
man.
I was mad as shit when he bumped me, too, because he didn't tell me. We got 5-2-8-1 on. Hey, yo, 5-2-8-1, you on. Yo, 5-2-8-1.
Yeah, I'm back from earlier, bro. I just was hearing some crazy shit. I wanted to get my 2 cents and shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go ahead. I'm hearing some crazy shit, y'all. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already passed that shit. So if I feel like I need to throw something in, I'm going to just add my 2 cents. You feel me?
Oh, okay. So, all right, I was asking them they top five from Ultimate Madness 1.
Yeah. I heard that shit. I pretty much agree with everything they said. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't think that was too far off. What the fuck? Some made me call back in, though, bro. What the fuck was I going to say?
Was it the bring your five, like, pick your five and... From like the top.
No.
Oh,
yeah, exactly, bro. When you have brought up pick the five niggas to go, the SWAT team and shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't even gotta say my five. I'm just curious though, my nigga. Niggas really sleep on JC like that, bro.
Let just believability. I don't believe nothing JC say, bro.
Oh, yeah, 4372. I'm putting you on soon. Hold on for a minute.
You heard? Like, JC put his words together well, but as far as, like, everything else, I think he's terrible. I think JC don't got performance. He don't got believability. None of that, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You
know, like, when you go up against certain people, it's like, I don't know. Like, when Geechee stood in front of him, it's just like his bars didn't hit the same. Like,
that's what I'm saying. The same as when Twerk was in front of him. It's just certain people you match you
right.
JC up with, and it's like, no, how you let Loso bark on you? It's crazy.
Was wild. JC was wilding on Twerk, bro. I don't know what you talking about, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like so. Me personally,
I think I don't want to say terrible. I want to say terrible, but he like he average, bro.
Hurricane dude, you talk a lot. I'm gonna make this easy. Who's my somebody in my live chat acting crazy? I don't know who this is.
Yeah, Drew the clown, bro. You talking too much crazy shit.
What the fuck is that? Who is this?
Exactly. Bro said JT smoke DT twerk and T talk, and I damn near feel the same way.
You think he beat him?
Okay. I don't remember that T-Top battle off top like that.
No show. I mean, not no show.
Remember Buaz's battles, bro. We can't act like he ain't done doing this shit at the top tier level,
bro. So hold on, though. So give me JC, like, top attributes. Because maybe I'm missing something.
Attributes, I feel like niggas underestimate how witty JC is. They get caught up in how much rapping he be doing. Don't pay attention to, like, I feel like everybody can't put them words together that same way. You know what I'm saying? Like, his pen just different, bro.
That's
I feel like I was real surprised to hear you say his delivery. I really like JC's delivery, especially for estimated and be a small nigga. I feel like he really trying to do his shit, you know?
Crazy.
I feel like it don't matter who in front of him, like you brought up a good example, bro, with Twerk. That's a big nigga, bro. And JC stood in front of that shit and stood in front of them rounds and was coming out of his ass, bro.
Oh, good. Wow.
What they said?
Crazy shit.
What?
You said witty. You said witty. Lyrical ability.
Yeah, his delivery.
So how you feel about his performance? How you feel about his Now I'm with you with that. Like as far as like his lyrical ability, his cadence, his delivery, I'm all for that, bro. But when he get in front of certain people who cover the board, you see levels.
So give me an example, bro. Who you feel like match up well against?
I feel like JC matches up well with.
No, I said who you feel like he didn't match up well.
Oh, who he didn't match up well.
Since he was in the store battling, what's the big boy?
Dilla. Dilla.
What the fuck is this? Chilla Jones.
Chilla Jones. Yeah.
He been killing niggas since Killer Jones, bro.
I don't even put you on. Fast.
So who you feel like he didn't match up well against? I'm trying to see where you're coming from.
I don't think he did well against Geechee Gotti. I think Geechee Gotti showed level.
Geechee Gotti gonna stand on anybody's neck that's in front of him, and not to say he even stood on JC's neck like that. I think that battle he did a good job. I don't feel like JC ever under delivered, bro. I really don't.
Nah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he under delivered because I don't think that either. I think when JC comes, you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get three rounds. It's gonna be you know what I mean, consistent. And he gonna come with what he gonna come with. But what I'm saying is, like, all right, so if we taking like a game, like if JC stand in front of Surf, gonna make him look like a child.
Yo, am I still? Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Like, hey, but now after that luck shit though, the perception of Surf changed, bro. I don't feel like Surf just gonna be standing in front of anybody no more, and it's gonna be like I don't feel like you know how Lux. And me personally, I feel like it was largely attributed to Lux being in front of that nigga. The way Lux kind of humbled Surf a little bit, I don't feel like Surf going to have that same presence as he used to have, bro. And plus, especially too, I feel like if you was to put a nigga like JC in front of Surf, bro, you don't feel like he going to take that man's head off, bro?
I feel like he would have got
on his ass.
You want to know why Surf looked at super, super regular? If we throw aside the fact that he wasn't prepared, Lux star power and Surf star power cancel each other out.
Surf never stood in front of nobody with the same star power as him, and that's just a fact.
Exactly. That's a fact.
So now you put Surf in front of JC, any stage, bro, any stage, whether it's on a volume or whether it's in not Western Hall, what's the other thing they be doing, whatever, a big stage, Surf gonna make him look like a child, bro. His punches hit too hard.
I feel you. Okay, let me ask you this then, big bro. How much of that shit, percentage-wise, right? How much of that shit in the room is gas? And how much of that shit is actual bars? How much
that's
of that
good
shit
question.
Is gas?
That's a good
And how much of
that's
that
a good
shit
question.
Is real bars?
Now,
JC,
now I'm
going to
ask you, before, but look, though.
He's going to hang him, bro.
Before I answer that, I'm going to ask you, so what's your definition of gas? Because to me, that's no different from twerk jumping on stage and the crowd going crazy. Or that's no different from goods in the middle of his bar drinking, looking at the crowd. That's star power. You can't teach that. So is that gas?
Yeah. I don't really think that's gas. I think that's work. I think that's your work. That's the same as, nigga, you going to get this work. That's the same as that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the same as, like, That's just an example of how dominant these niggas been over the years, and they have developed a fan base strong enough for them to react based on gestures. My nigga, I wouldn't consider that gas. I think that's earned. You know what I'm saying? Something has to happen in order for them to get that respect to be able to just hype a crowd off jumping on the stage. You feel me? Gas to me is the crowd reacting to subpar bars. Gas to me is New Jersey twerk. I think New Jersey twerk is the epitome of gas, bro. Some of them bars can be hard.
Weird nigga shit.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you, and I said this earlier on this chat right here too. Surf and Hitman is the most explosive. Twerk is right there. Twerk right there. Like probably like a notch under as far as like electrifying.
Damn, I don't mean to cut you off, bro. I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But in that conversation, niggas ain't even talking about Kayshawn. Even about that on that
stage. No, you right. That's a fact. You right. Damn. You right. I ain't gonna lie, bro. You right. You definitely right. Kayshawn. Yeah. Kayshawn, one of them guys too, bro.
Kayshawn? Who you got, Kayshawn or Sue Surf?
Like if they battle?
Yeah. No guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I have to take Sean. I have to. I got to take Sean on that.
Hey, what you say,
Ian? Who y'all had winning in their first battle?
I had Surf winning in round 2 and 3.
Sean only had that one round, that battle.
Sean had that one round, but I think that one was the most dangerous round.
Yeah, sure. I don't know, bro. I feel like that shit debatable too.
He got a lot
of debatable battles, bro.
No, you right. Nah, you right though. But that also goes into like with any business, right? It's called product placement, bro. If I'd rather have a debatable battle than me 30 somebody and you only watch it one time and you never go back to it, because you're making a company money. If I got debatable battles, instead of one person watching it and be like, oh, this is a blowout, nah, you gonna watch it 7-8 times, and you gonna and that's how he get the 3 million views and all that. You feel me? It just make the most sense as far as business. It make the most sense.
Real quick.
So if I'm,
How y'all felt? No, this back to Ultimate Man. How y'all felt about that Jay Rubando battle after the second round?
Jay Rubando. I think Rubando was cooking. I think he was cooking him. He was cooking.
I think Rubando was about to pull it off. I said, yo.
He was cooking Jaden Nightwing. Jaden Nightwing, now that's the definition of sleeping on somebody. He slept on him all the way.
Bro, I'm like, yo, where that come from?
So Rubando, what he did is like, yo, imagine, yo, it's 3 seconds left on the clock, right? You got a wide open layup and you missed. That's what he did.
Because Jay tried to give him the third, too.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He left the door wide open. He left the door wide open for him.
And if y'all watch his battles, bro, I feel like he do that shit too often. He give niggas the door, and some of them niggas run through that shit, and some of them niggas don't.
Bro, it's like you catch a nigga slipping, and the next thing you know, your gun jam, and the next thing you know, he shoot you. Like, yo,
right.
You had him, bro. He was right there.
Well, I remember he said, it's Facebook. Y'all live with a phone call or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Quick shout out to that nigga Easy, man. He let us take over his shit real quick. You know?
Yeah,
yeah,
I listen,
nah,
I don't care.
Philly in the building.
Shout out Easy.
Bro, I don't care, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, we'll be up here too, Yibby. But, you know, yeah, we about to, we got a couple more. All right, hold on, y'all. So, all y'all got, listen, I appreciate y'all calling in. We got a few more people that called in. We got, All right. We got 6003.
Yo, what's on track?
All right, this is 0830.
Oh, that's your boy. It's your boy Trez. What up, eh?
Yo, boy.
What's good, man? Just want to shout you out, man. Videos is amazing. Content is amazing. We're coming from Brooklyn, East New York. You know what I mean? That's the piece fit for Mayor. But much love, man. It's fine. I want to talk about if it's cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to know, like, what's your views and thoughts on when entertainment took over and started winning battles over fire bars? Like, I see that a lot. I see that a lot, especially with so-called top tiers, so-called fire battlers now. They come in here, they spit the same content, you know what I mean? Borderline trash. But since they're popular, they get a crowd reaction. The act out of winning over somebody that lyrically flamed them. That blows my mind.
I do think that performance is important in battle. I think it's a part of battle rap, bro. I mean, because I don't like me personally, I don't like a boring ass nigga who be just rapping, bro. That shit boring as shit. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do something. Like, I was kinda happy when K-Sean like started all this crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, now, cause now that's the K-Sean we fuck with. You dig what I'm saying? Like, we like that K-Sean. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think if you add the bars with the performance, I think it's fire. Like, we liked it, Hollow and Lux, right? Like, when they was 2-on-2,
that was fire.
Right, that was performance, but the bars went with it. So I think I don't think that we dislike the performance. I think we just dislike when it's all performance. You get what I'm saying?
I think that's something that's lacking a lot in these popularity dudes.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of the attention has swayed away from the fire bars, and now it's like we don't have a true combination of lyricism and performance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a battle fan for over 20 years. I'm 36. I've been a fan since I was 16, 15 years old. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard. It was kind of an adjustment for me. You know what I mean? Because my boy Case Lee, shout out Coliseum Battle League, you know what I mean? And Blackbeard and all them over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's involved in that, and he tries to change my perception of how the culture has changed. So I have kind of, like, accepted the lyricism, but what I feel is it's more performance winning with no lyricism involved. You know what I'm saying? I think a good example for me, personally, a lot of people feel, this is no disrespect, but just as what I listen to, Geechee cool, but he's not lyrically fire. And they got him winning battles, and I feel he lost 95% of his battles. That's just an example. You know what I mean?
Who you
I'm not
about?
Trying to go in on Geechee, but.
Who?
Huh? Geechee,
said...
Geechee Gotti. I think he's cool, but I feel like as far as the level of lyricism, wordplay, scheme, quality, it just seems like we get the same content. He's very basic. You know what I'm saying? We get the same type of schemes. There's no real elevation in his rap, but the community got him winning every battle. And to me, when I watch his battles, he lost like damn near 95% of them shit. Like,
well,
no
I
hate,
think
you know what I'm
saying? Debatable battle.
Yeah. And also, lyrically, Geechee is not intricate. He's not like super lyrical. He was never, he's not even known for being like a lyrical person.
Right.
I think he's more known for being consistent
and real
performance heavy.
I'm not gonna lie, when
and,
I did his bar for
and,
bar for fucking
right,
A-Verb, that nigga was really rapping in that
A-Verb
round
was
one,
fire.
Bro. Like that round one was fire. I think his delivery maybe not as strong as, you know, people like would like, but I mean, I understand. I feel like that, like about me, like I ain't no lyrical, like lyrical boy. But he was saying
but
some
what they
shit
say,
in
they,
that
they
song,
say
though.
Hard work outbeat talent every day.
Me reading.
No,
I thought the exact same shit that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, I was like, boy, not that nice.
I was
always saying that. I'm like, he's not that nice. But me reading his bars the other day for A-Verb, I was reading them. I was going like the bar for bar, and I was impressed, bro, because he really was spitting some shit for real.
I give him credit in that battle. Let me just say this, man. To everybody listening, if y'all don't know about Ball for Ball, man, it's one of the most epic segments on YouTube for battle rap ever. It's unique. It's innovative. It's fire. I appreciate it, E. Miss E. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. And I'm tuned in, man. Every video, I'm tuned in. That's a fact. You're going to see my name on all y'all's content.
Right. Well, you already know. I appreciate it, and I try to do it because like I was telling, it actually started when Cassidy and Goods battled. And I just wanted to prove to her that, you know, I was going for Cassidy, she was going
Cassidy,
for Goods.
Boy.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted
Cassidy
to prove
bad,
to her
bro.
That he delivered this shit ass because he wasn't up
Cassidy.
With the time. So I was just trying to prove to her that bar for bar wise, Cassidy won. Did he win the battle? No. Cause it's more than just it's more than just rapping with battle rap. But I said bar wise, he beat him though, and I was doing that to prove her wrong. And it just
and it's crazy because Cassidy, I feel Cassidy now. I feel from watching. I'm sorry, it's just trash. Arsenal saying a couple things in a good battle, but it still don't overshadow like. His outdatedness. I feel like today Cassidy is just somebody to get a bag off of. That's how I'm feeling. Whoever takes Cassidy just wants that bag. It's not for the challenge. It's not for none of that. I think that's a fact. I strongly feel that way about Cassidy.
No, I'm just saying, if y'all go through the bar, listen, go back to the Cassidy versus Good bar for bar and read the comments. Majority of everybody got Cassidy winning.
I'm going to go check it out, man. Like I said, I'm not biased. I'm definitely going to go check that out. Definitely.
Right.
All right,
bro. I appreciate you. You hear me?
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'll be over here every video. Yo, easy to block captain, ball for ball, all his videos. If y'all not tuned in, y'all don't know shit about battle rap, man. Shout out from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, fam.
You already know. Oh, shit. Yo, 003 or 03, I just hung up on you by accident. My fault, bro. We got 4372. Can you please call back? Yo, 4372.
Yo, yo.
Yo, boy.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can,
yo,
hear
can
you.
Oh, yeah, this Mike, VA, man. Yeah, man,
yo,
I started following you. Yo, you can hear me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, what's up with my... I don't know what's on my phone about that, but no, I started following you right on that breakdown, man. Know what I mean, and I'm glad you made that because that was my proof right there. Because I was telling everybody, I was like, "Yo, Cass, smoke goods," like, but his delivery is just horrible. Know what I mean,
right.
But that was the proof right there.
Right, because I still think that he had the better bars, but when I watched the battle after like that, I'm like, okay, goods won by like. Everything else, like, you know, everything else that comes with thing, with this rap, with this battle rap thing, like, Goods won everything else, presence, he delivered it better, he swagged it better, you dig what I'm saying? But when I think battle rap, I think who was the best rapper. That's how I be thinking. You dig what I'm saying? Like, even though now I'm in it now, so now I know that performance means everything, presence means everything, how you deliver it means everything. If they believe you, that means everything.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, cause it could be some niggas who don't believe me, and none of the bars is going to hit them because they don't believe me. Right.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of shit comes into that shit that was like, okay, but I so mad, so that's why I'm like, I just want to let niggas know, like, bar for bar, this nigga was a better rapper. Bar for bar, Daylight versus Tay Rock is very close.
Whoa. I got the record. I watched the battle 5 times already. I got it recorded. Whoa.
Go to the bar for bar, bro.
I watch your bar for bar. And I still don't think it was close. I watch your bar for bar. So I don't know about that one. But you know, but I'm gonna tell you one of my main points why I say that. Let's say that bars was even. But just spit basically, let's say, I don't know how many, but like, let's say 300 words around. You know, you get what I'm saying? He spit like 3 times the amount of material that Tay Rock spit per round because he rapped so fast. You get what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
Yeah. So that definitely play a part to why I feel like that.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Bar for bar, I had Tay Rock winning 2-1.
Man, I might got to rewatch it then. I might gotta watch.
But I said I wouldn't argue if nobody said somebody said Daylight 2-1, but I don't want to hear a 3-0 in that game.
Man, I couldn't even give him a round, man. I couldn't give him a round.
That's crazy. Tay Rock was.
I couldn't give him a round.
Nice in that battle.
Oh
man.
No! Well, that's, I know that, but I couldn't give him a round. Know what I mean?
I gave Tay Rock the first round clearly, bro.
I'm gonna have to rewatch it, man. But you know, like that's a good thing about the sport.
Different the first round. Now, if you want to say Daylight got second and third, I won't argue. I personally gave Daylight the second clearly. I gave Tay Rock the first. I gave Daylight the second, and then I said if somebody say Daylight third, I'm not gonna argue it. Because Daylight was rapping in that joint. And maybe, you know, if I go back, I might can pick him too. You dig what I'm saying? Or I might go back to third and still pick five. But I was like, it's that close. Yes.
But you know what? What's crazy? Like, but I'm still on that. You talking straight bars. So it don't matter how they delivered it. It don't matter. Nothing else. So I'm still stuck on watching it. You know what I mean? I can't get that watching it out of my head. So
it's
that's
fine. I liked it. The mask, the first 2 rounds, I liked it. You know, Tay Rock contacts, even though I wouldn't award it personally, but you know what I mean, he pulled it off though. You dig what I'm saying? Like, and it was like, it was fire, bro. Like me reading his bars, I'm like, damn, Tay Rock was really rapping, bro. Like the punches was crazy, man. I liked it, man. And I think Light was just like, Light was different, bro. Like, he was different, too. And I'm just like, damn, this battle really fire. Like, it's really fire. Two different styles. But the battle was a classic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Styles make fights, man. You don't have to have the same style. Right. Me and Fonz was a good battle on the watch back.
Oh, I know. Look, like one of my favorite battles from last year, my second favorite battle was Sun Shug versus Pat Stay. Even though I got Pat Stay clearly taking every round, that's my second favorite battle of the year.
Because
that shit is mad entertaining.
He was really rapping that battle.
Yeah. But look, man, I really only called to ask you about your battle with Tez, man. When is it going down?
It's going down soon.
But you can't give everything out.
I can't get a date out right now.
Okay, because I just want to, because there's a lot, man, there's a lot of shit going on with this Twitter, these Instagram videos, this and that. This shit is becoming the WWE, man. It's becoming a popularity contest. That's all it's becoming.
I mean,
that's all it's becoming.
I think it's always been if you was popping or not, bro. I think it's always been.
Oh. But put it like this. I'm gonna put it like this. Nitty always been doing what he do. But the majority of people ain't give a shit until he got on URL. He was doing the same thing on KOTD. The same thing.
It's not about KOTD though, my nigga. It's about URL. That's the number platform of the world, bro. Then it comes KOTD. Then it comes RBE, and then you get
RBE.
Right, but number one is URL, bro. And if it's not on URL, bro, that's why Rum had to come over here, bro. That's exactly why. You see what happened when he came over here. Now
URL.
He's
URL,
one of the greatest punchers ever. Because
ever,
why?
Ever.
In URL. You
URL
know,
is like Madison Square Garden. Everybody wants to battle. Everybody wants to be on the big stage.
Listen, I have to battle Cortez. I know a lot of people don't want to see that, but it's like I have to battle
Chris
Cortez.
Chris Envy said, I feel King of the Dot has better quality rappers. That's a lie. I don't like their standard over there.
Hold on. Let me say something to that. I know exactly why he say that, because
why?
I used to feel the same way. He's talking about overall. He feel like they can do more overall than the average URL battler. He feel like they just overall better. That's
and
why he's saying that.
I'm confused.
All right, so I don't know if Pat Stay a KOTD rapper, but it's more Pat Stays in KOTD than it is in.
No, there
Pat
is not.
Is so well rounded.
No, there is not.
It was. I don't know about now. It was.
Who?
Who? I said it was.
Who not Pat Stays level at King of the Dot?
They do have a
lot
of stars. Oh, Sharon?
They did.
Ron.
Pat Stays, Sharon. Man, they did. They did.
That's four.
Come on, keep going. And I'm not shitting on King of the Dot. I'm saying that the standard.
I don't watch King of the Dot no more. So I can't even. How long is Don starting at King of the Dot, I think.
He's not there.
I think he did.
What? He's not.
I think Hollow started over there.
I think
he started at Grind Time. Next.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
Technically.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
I think Lush owned both. Oh, I don't know, but.
I think that King of the Dot doesn't know who their audience is. I think they thought their audience was a white audience. And I think they thought that would carry them. And it's not enough.
Not no more, but it used to be.
No, it wasn't never enough.
No, it was at one point. It was.
It wasn't
at one point,
enough.
It was.
I'm sorry, I have to disagree.
But I'm just giving you my
no,
point of why I think you said that.
We cannot get that confused. We can't even, so, I can't even let that narrative spin.
About what?
About King of the Dot ever having a time when they was better on anybody's level than anybody. They just King of the Dot. Trying to serve what they thought was their audience.
I'm going to tell you one thing about their audience. I fuck with their audience because their audience won't fucking booing people out the building. URL was booing the shit out of Verb. Verb was getting booed for no reason. They should not have been booing Verb. They was booing the shit out of Verb every battle. He should not have been getting booed.
Because Pat Stay is fire in Cameo.
Pat Stay is
fire.
Nigga,
I'm not going to lie, man. I like that nigga, dog.
No, let me tell you, and that's what the thing is. Pat Stay is proof that race and all that shit doesn't really matter. But what we're not going to do.
No, I think he's low key racist, bro. I think he low key.
No, I'm
racist,
talking about talent wise. I'm speaking talent wise.
But you know what I mean? Listen, I keep it a bean. But I be thinking he be almost crossing that line.
Yeah,
he don't never cross it. But I be always feeling like he wanna cross.
He dances
it.
On that line.
He dances on.
He dances
it.
On the racial line.
He never do nothing like. He never do nothing crazy that we can like cancel him or like or
right.
like or get him out of here. But it's how I feel that he.
Their
almost,
audience is non-biased. I'm gonna say bullshit in Easy's voice. Please.
Hold on. I got another battler from over there that can fuck with Pat Stay. I don't know. Yep. I think he's from KOTD. Real deal. I think he's from KOTD.
Real deal. I think it's
from URL.
Real deal was from URL, though, right?
URL?
I think
he battled
URL.
On.
He did the 106.
He sure did.
I think he went over real there, deal. But I think technically he's URL.
Okay. Well, Real Deal was a problem.
He
definitely
was
a problem.
He was fire. What about K? What about is Big K like RBE, right? I guess he's RBE.
If Big K got the push that like T-Top, a lot of these battle rappers get, if he got that push, he'll be top 10 on URL right now. But they don't fuck with him because he be talking shit about all of them. So that'll mess with him.
I'll also say that Big K at big moments has given us mixtape verses.
He
I
has.
Think when it mattered the most. That's what I remember.
Oh,
I remember
versus,
when
yeah, versus T-Top, he did. He dropped the ball versus T-Top.
Somebody said Real Deal is King OTV now. Big K, the franchise from Battle World.
I've been starting to believe in Big K's believability for some reason. He comes off like.
I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. I believe him. I've been starting to believe him.
I think he drives an F1 550 current year.
He's believable.
I think, yeah.
I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. He got somebody up out of here. I mean, as he was supposed to.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And he should get praised until
he's
he does
that
some dumb shit, and then niggas can talk shit about him. But until then, he done did what some niggas wouldn't have did.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I'm glad he did it. Shit.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Damn.
Yeah.
Pack him up and put him on the fucking cargo flight. Okay. Don't start getting petty. So y'all know I start waking up. Yeah, we start talking that shit.
Yeah.
Now I start getting
I'm
a little glimmer.
I'm just though, because everybody was like, no, this battle rap. But it was my whole thing is I was like, if battle rap came from the streets, I mean, we still have to follow the street protocol.
Exactly. And look, that situation ain't no, you can't even, that ain't no you type
no,
issue you could question. Like, some shit would be like, well, I understand, nigga. That situation, you don't even understand that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shit,
and it was like, listen, man, in the hood, niggas wasn't letting that slide, bro. In jail, niggas wasn't letting that slide, bro. Nowhere on earth was a known, like just have, just like cruising in the culture with nothing,
I wonder,
bro. Nothing.
I wonder.
It was like somebody, you had to get exposed, bro. Like, but see, I'm mad at niggas who's battling them. If you battling that nigga and you call yourself a street nigga, I don't know, bro. I mean, depending on how the bag is, I guess. If the bag is heavy, then maybe. But if you call yourself a street nigga in any way and you letting a nigga that fucked up his honor on the street try to get his name back by battling, risking your name,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just shouldn't happen.
Yo, we need a turkey
salad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what views you think that you should be getting or whatever. Like, niggas like that, my niggas should be left dead, bro. That's how we make examples out of niggas so niggas
that's,
know that.
That's a fact, man. Niggas know what it is, man. They got to know what it is. You can't just be walking around with that.
and tell on another nigga to get your crime reduced. That is a no-no, and this, that's the number one rule, bro. Even when you a fucking kid, your mom tell you no telling. She be getting
no
mad
telling.
At you for telling all the fucking time. Bro, that been the rule since fucking birth, bro. Since fucking birth. Oh. Like, you know what I'm saying? And niggas who battling and niggas is fucking weird as shit, too, my nigga. What does it look... It looks bad on you, too. It looks bad on the nigga who battling. It do. It do for what, my nigga? What the money that you getting was not worth it. It wasn't
it
worth it.
Couldn't have been worth it.
Couldn't have been. You want some... some ego pride shit. Like, man, I don't care what the motherfuckers say. You should. You should care about your honor, my nigga. Like, you just battling rats out here. We just is going to let the nigga tell a story. Nigga, we know your story.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
You
but
know
he,
what I'm saying?
But like, he do keep battling. You can't win no battle like that. Like, because all a nigga got to do is say that shit. Battle over, nigga. Battle over. It don't matter what he say after that. Battle over.
You know, but people going to do what people going to do. And that's fine. It wouldn't be me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Really, but, I don't battle, but I don't fuck with that.
Right. Anymore. And, you know, But yeah, man, we appreciate everybody coming out, everybody tuning in with us, man. And salute to everybody tuning into the Bar for the Bar. The Bar for the Bar. I'm taking shots. I'm a little on.
10K.
You know what I mean? Taking shots for the Bar for Bar. Go to the Easy Black Cat channel, please, and subscribe there because that's where the Bar for Bars is going.
Yes.
All right, homie, I appreciate you for calling in. We'll be live again.
Yeah,
and call again. You hear me?
All right, dog.
So...